Yes, structure you see there?
Jay, on page 3, I sort of disagree with the, and I'm looking at the last paragraph, I disagree with that amount of 213.3 million rand. It talks about expenditure on consultants increased from 53.1 million to 213. Now, I've got the department's budget and their set plan and all that information here. And perhaps, I don't know if you or the committee secretary could point out to me, according to my information, that should be, that 213 should be 107.186 million.
Well, I was saying, I think the challenge is that they rescinded and submitted a new track plan. So you should be using the other one which they came into the committee. You remember that they took out that one and replaced it with that one. I saw some of the issues which you are talking about. They rescinded that original one, the one which probably you are having. Then they had that one which were given. You remember the other strength plan which was printed.
Okay, Chair, I'll accept that subject to...
just raise the issue so that I understand it.
Yeah. Well, it's just, if it's in the... I'm looking at the... And I must apologize. This is the document that I studied, and I went back to this one. So we just have to confirm those figures, really. That's the 213.3 million. It used to be 107. I'm surprised they would get it wrong by over 100 million rand. But if it can just be confirmed.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll just try to get someone to bring the old one, the revised one, so that as we continue, we can come back to the issue. Yeah.
That was page
3? Page 4?
On page 4, Chair, right at the top, just a grammatical correction again. The first paragraph, the third line from the bottom, where we talk about South African Post Office, over the same period, 1.2 billion was transferred to the South African Post Office. It's just a correction there, TO instead of OT,
okay.
To meet. And then on the next paragraph, Chairperson, I found this generally that we would mention from 2008-09 to 2010-11, and then in some cases we simply say over the medium term. Now, I assume that in this particular paragraph, when we talk over the medium term, we're now talking about 12, 13, 14, 13, 14, 14, 15, where we say expenditure is expected to decrease. And perhaps... perhaps we should just put that in there because, like I say, in some of the paragraphs we refer to 2008-09 up to 2011, and then we go from 2011 to 2012, and it is so. I thought if we're going, because we're referring to the medium term into the future rather than the historical information. So perhaps just to make it clearer that we then put there 2012-13 to 2014-15 or something to that.
On the second paragraph.
Starts with, however, the 100 million rand in 2011 And I think that should be 12, not 13. Then the next paragraph, Chairperson. When we talk about the baseline efficiency savings made by the department, that entire one long sentence sounds a bit clumsy.
Which one? The one that went over there?
When we talk about the baseline efficiency savings made by the department of 78 million rand in 2013,
okay,
caused by reductions in the broadband ICT universe, it just sounds a bit clumsy the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought perhaps we could insert after the second line where we talk about 1.9 billion in 2014-15, insert the following. As the subsidy from the department to fund the South African Post Office's universal service obligations concludes or comes to an end or something.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about why there's this difference and this decrease.
Honorable Steyn, the first paragraph which you dealt with, you changed the issue of 2013 to 2012.
Well, I was really putting a question. I think
should
be because we talk about 2011.
Okay, we'll check that one. That is where on the however paragraph. It was the issue of the year. Yeah, but it's something which we have to check on the strategic plan when they bring it back now, whether what is the correct one and so on. And then you went on the next paragraph, which is starting with the word saying the first line efficiency saving made by the department, of and so on and so on. That's where you're making your input. What do you want us to do?
Well, what I'm saying, Chair, that just sounds a little bit clumsy. I have no problem if we actually keep it, but even if I read it, it sounds clumsy to me and confusing. What we are saying, we're saying that we're expecting a decrease, and I'm just reading from the top there, at an average annual rate of 6.6 from 2 billion to 1.9. And I'm suggesting that we just add after 2014-15, is the subsidy from the department to fund the South African Post Office's universal service obligation comes to an end. And replace all that other stuff with that sentence, perhaps.
No, I get you. You know why I'm keeping quiet?
Okay.
Is that yesterday we spent almost more than 30 minutes with the guy from Treasurer because it didn't make sense to me too. We called them to come and explain in the office. They tried to explain the whole thing, but it didn't make sense too. So I'm just saying, look, we are battling with something which I also battled with and even tried to call the Treasurer people to the office to come and explain, but still it didn't make sense. The whole thing and so on. But probably what the last thing they say is the committee report. It's not their report. They put what they put by the committee. It must be the report the committee will understand, not them to understand and so on. That's where we end up finally leaving the matter yesterday with them and so on. But I'm not sure with the other members whether they are agreeable with your suggestion. If they are, that's what we can do.
Yeah, it's probably correct the way it is, but it's too much information and it's confusing. So all I'm saying, because the subsidy is going to come to an end, and that's primarily why we've got that decrease, so that's what we're saying.
So we agree with that. Anything on page 5?
Yes, Chair. Excuse me, the last paragraph. Just a correction again on the third line, starts with department as well as key internal controls. Just add an S there.
Department as well as
key internal controls. We're talking about more than one.
Page 5, the third paragraph, line 3.
Just add an S to control.
Then department as as well as key internal controls
that were put in place. And then on the third line from the bottom, it starts with MTEF.
Yes.
Should be, is the expenditure is expected to increase and not decrease marginally from 292 to 321.
Where are you?
Third line from the bottom.
Or the same paragraph?
Mm-hmm. No, the last paragraph.
Yes.
Starts with MTEF.
Yeah.
We're talking about a marginal increase, not a decrease.
From
292 to 321.
Okay.
And then the second last, the second sentence from the bottom.
Mm-hmm. On the same paragraph.
On the same paragraph.
Yeah.
We talk about of capital assets. And then it says is the funding. I'm suggesting we say of capital assets for the funding of the procurement of infrastructure.
For the funding of.
Yeah. Of capital assets for the funding of.
Agreed. Tam? It's on the paragraph 3, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, line 7. Probably we must deal with that. It will be easy. I know when in time you say that it has a legal tag on it. Okay, anything on page 5? Rohan, anything page 5? Page 6.
I've got some proposed corrections, Jay.
Yes, page 6.
Page 6, the first paragraph. And
you mean the finishing one or the actual first paragraph?
I just mean the first paragraph on that page.
Oh, okay.
and the third line,
okay,
from the top.
Yes.
In the 2011-12 expenditure increased. Let it be there.
Page 5 for us.
I'm on page 6.
Mm-hmm.
We did page 5 now.
Yeah, but it's not aligned the way it's printed here.
Yeah.
It would be page 5 for us.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Come again. What are you saying?
I better get a copy of that then, because this is all I printed off mine.
It won't disturb you in terms of your marking.
No, I'll just make sure that I give you the correct page.
Okay, that's why I was talking about the finishing sentence of the
yeah.
sentence.
That is right.
Of 109.9 million. an additional amount.
Yeah.
And then the debt stays as it is, the rest. So instead of saying 1.4 billion resulting to the additional fund, we say 1.4 billion as a result of an additional amount.
Okay.
And then carrying on to the next sentence on the same paragraph, but it's on your next page.
Okay.
Over the MTEF expenditure, and this is my proposal, fluctuates between 1.1 billion and 1.3 billion. We say our document currently says is expected to remain constant. It doesn't actually remain, but that needs to be checked. I'm looking at the old document. I don't think the overall figures change, because it changes from 1.1 to 1.3 and then back to 1. It changes from 1.1, and 2013-14 it's 1.3, and then 2014-15 it's 1.1 again. So we can't say that it stays constant.
I'm just asking that they must read on the actual document and check it there. On the document is remain. I'm not sure whether you are fine or you want some.
I'm fine with this new document.
Okay.
I'll just highlight these and then just.
No problem. No problem.
I wouldn't have expected the ETF amount to change. It may change the program, but I don't think the global amount to change.
Yeah. Except that the guy from Treasury yesterday said some of the things which I hear are still estimated, one only they verify changes and so on, are not the actual figures and so on. I bet it myself. That's probably why the report took long, because I could not understand. We have to call and come and explain some of it. Page 6, we're still on page 6.
The second paragraph on page 6,
okay,
starts with on payment of capital
assets. Okay, yeah. Now welcome to the legal jargon of Mtambia. Yeah, we are right now second paragraph on page 6.
Yeah. And perhaps, Chair, it's just something that should be checked again, because I've got the, if you go down to the fourth line, and it doesn't have to be checked now. I'm just going to highlight it for them.
Okay.
They can confirm it later. On the fourth line, we refer to from 104.9 million to 210.9 million. Again, Chair, when I look at the old book, and it's on page 33 in the book, it's 215.5 million. So if they can just highlight it there and check it, double check it.
In terms of the new one, it's 210. Yeah. Okay.
And then I'm just suggesting, I've got a situation here where I think we can just improve on the way we talk there about, it's just carrying on. Due to the allocation for broadband ICT universal access for procuring broadband infrastructure for underserved rural areas in South Africa, that's the way it is. I'm proposing that we just change it to after 210.9 million. Through procuring broadband infrastructure for underserved rural areas as part of the broadband ICT Universal Access Initiative.
Come again slowly? After 12
after million?
Yes.
We say through procuring
mm-hmm.
broadband infrastructure
mm-hmm.
for underserved rural areas.
Okay.
As part of the Broadband ICT Universal Access Initiative.
Okay. Through
procuring,
okay,
broadband infrastructure,
yes,
for underserviced rural areas,
yes,
as part of the broadband ICT Universal Access Initiative.
In South Africa, or just full stop?
Full stop.
Anyway, why in South Africa? I suppose. Okay. Do you get it? Okay. Next. No, it's always the best that what is it's here is what is here. But you see, probably it's the matter which you need to clarify moving forward. Was when we talk with the treasurer, they are saying it's your report, it's not our report. So it should be the report which you read and understand better yourself. Probably the issue is not to tangle with the figures which are there, but in terms of making it sound bad, I don't think that but it's our report in terms of that particular matter. But it's a matter we should clarify moving forward so that we are able to write it our own way, we can understand better. Okay, we can proceed.
Then on page 6, though, Chairperson, under 3, item 3.
Paragraph 3.
The item 3, departmental budget.
Oh, departmental, okay.
Yeah. Again, I'll just highlight, because the one in here that's probably correct, that last 2.2 billion right at the end of that first paragraph.
Yeah.
If they could just check it on in this, this document on page 31, it says 2,002.
On that document?
On this one, so it's probably...
Okay, let's check that, we'll just confirm it. Okay, Mtami?
The number of field positions grew. For the sake of consistency, why can't we use increased? The department has a disbursement of 44 posts. The number of field posts grew.
Oh, increased.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. For the sake of consistency, because we are going to talk increased.
I want to make a general suggestion here. We write out these amounts where we've got departmental budget in full. We don't talk about millions or billions. Should we not take, because the figure is in fact one, not quite 1,712,300. It's actually 1,712,339. Since we're putting the other zeros and stuff there, should we not put the figure as it is in the budget, rather than rounding it up or down? It's just then obviously that will have to go for every one of them.
Members, what's your view? Can we put it as it appears as is or rounding up?
I think
we
have to
as is. It's fine. We will put it as is.
Yeah, so this will go for all the programs.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll put it as is. It's fine. We're going back to the first issue which you were dealing with. Actually, that extract, we're starting with according to the National Treasurer, is not on the on board of this document. Where we got it is on the pattern of expenditure in terms of the National Treasurer's report, where they are reporting about the expenditure of the department on the third quarter. That's where we've drawn it from. You won't find it on this document. We've taken it from that particular point to highlight the pattern of expenditure of the department. Yeah. Okay. You can find something, but we are done on page 6.
No, Chair. The committee, just the last one on 6, the committee regrets, we say the committee regrets the spending things. I'm suggesting that we say the committee is concerned about it. So the committee is concerned about the spending things of the following programs.
Okay.
And then just above that also, Chair, I don't think if the department spends 70%, it should be commendable. I mean, we're looking at 98-99% spent. So I'm suggesting, I'm talking about the paragraph just above that, that we take out which is commendable.
And say?
We just leave it at each spent above 70%. We shouldn't commend them if they spend 70%. They should be spending more.
Oh, which is appreciated. It can't be everything bad. Chambi.
Because it's only, you see, you check these two programs. They're not even half of the programs of the department. We just note they're not to appreciate. Maybe we know, but really. The overall thing is under expenditure.
What
a major concern.
What do you want us to coin it?
So we'll note, though we note that the two.
However, it worth noting.
Worth noting, not commending. I agree.
That the program one that I spend about 10%. I've tried. Not that I didn't try, I tried. I will ask comment, Roger? Yeah, okay. 7, before the Bible come back, World Type 7.
Had to, not all. I like to make
Furthermore, some of the strategic plans lack substantial information. Hence, what's your proposal? Hence,
entities
had to, not remove one,
and
put yes.
Yes. I want to amend this slightly. I mine on page 10 of my document, but it's
okay.
The same point.
Yeah, your document is got some challenges.
And so, what I received that I just printed is I received it.
Okay.
The furthermore, some of the strategic plans lack substantial information.
Yes.
My suggestion is we put a full stop.
Mm-hmm.
We then say the committee therefore required or requested that the department recall their strat plan and resubmit a revised document to Parliament.
To recall. Come again, Honourable Stan.
The committee therefore requested that, I don't know if we should say requested or required. Suppose we requested them.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really ask them, we told them.
Mm-hmm.
All right? The committee therefore instructed the department to recall their strat plan.
It's too harsh.
That's why I said requested. Requested that the department recall its threat plan and resubmit a revised plan to Parliament.
Okay. You okay?
The question is the question that comes based on what you said. Okay. Okay. Yes. So the question that comes now to mind is that whatever we do here, is it not like when we say we requested them to resign, is it within our mandate? Based on what it's saying.
If you can come clearly, I don't understand the question.
Isn't that the government? Because I wanted us to put it in a way that would, as it is, it didn't have a problem, personally. Just to say maybe they were doing part of it, or they had to, without the committee coming to the picture. That's my argument.
Do you get the argument?
I get the argument, but the committee is still requested.
You got the argument, but the committee requested. What was wrong with the first one? Furthermore, some of the strategic plans lacked substantial information.
To recall, they had too many targets, they had too many.
Yeah.
It wasn't measurable.
Yeah, you can talk.
You are what was wrong with it.
Okay. Achieve their objectives and so on. And raise other issues of paste and copy and paste in other areas and so on. And then at the end of that, we requested the department to revise its strategic plan and budget, and further to resubmit it through the normal channel of submitting the document. That follow even the other entities which have done that and so on. Probably we want to find a way of just coining it to put it nicely in a manner that is up. But that's what happened. That after the engagement with the committee, then we came to the conclusion, the committee came to the conclusion of asking or requesting the department to go and revise the strategic plan, to relook in terms of their goals, objectives, and so on and so on, and then resubmit the document through the normal process. But can we find a better formulation sometimes?
Some of the strategic plans lack substantial information, and even the department. So that's why I say, hence the department and some of the entities had to resign and retable their strategic plans.
I have no problem with that, but then I suggest we don't put it in where we've got it. We actually have it at the wrong place because we've got it under a sub-program.
Yeah,
it should really be perhaps under the recommendations or something that, or towards the end where we've got talking generally. I'm just trying to see where we can put it in. But it should really be towards the end of the document, I believe.
I think on this one specifically for this program, you are dealing with entities under that's the responsibility of this program for. That's why it's here. Because it deals with it oversees government shareholding in public entities. That's why it's here.
That's the explanation.
And then it also deals with the performance of this program. But at least I don't have a problem at the end also, because now we're dealing only with the entities here. We can still again on our recommendations also raise it as a concern. So like I said, at the end, the overall recommendation to say maybe in the future we don't want to see things like this happening.
It's not a pain smash for me. The only thing that I've got is why I want to take it out there. When they came back with the new plan, it wasn't just that one that was changed. They changed probably all five programs. And that's why I want to remove it just from program four and put it, because they changed the document almost in its entirety, as you know.
Okay. Now it's fine. The only explanation I could give why is this, because that program is the one responsible. That's why we put
it there, but it's not a... if you want to move it somewhere, it's fine, but if it's there, it's also good. It's under the right program. And other issue on page 9? What is your page name? It's page 9 to us. What is your page?
Mine is page 10, but just on the last, under 3.5. Again,
yes.
Just a small correction. The purpose of program 5. Just put it off.
Thank you. Page 10. Mtambi, Trochen, Lazi, Chabelen, page 11.
Small correction, Chief.
Yes.
Page 11, the second paragraph.
Yes.
From the top.
Line.
I'm just going to read it's a short paragraph.
Okay.
Now you see, Chief, this is what I don't understand. This one is slightly different to the one that I printed.
Yeah.
The committee noted with concern that despite the undertaking by the department, we've got, you see, there's been changes, Chair. This one says, the new one I've got says, despite the undertaking or assurance by the department.
Yes.
The old one says, by the department, necessary consultation with the president.
Just read it either way, we'll see how to deal with it. Just read the, if you can just give the gist of your concern.
Yeah, basically what I wanted to say was, instead of, the committee noted with concern that despite the undertaking or assurance by the department that the required consultation with the presidency to dissolve, the rest stays the same, and the rest stays the same. If we basically say, take out the word necessary and the required consultation.
Agreed. Mutambi?
Can't we put two, you see, on the paragraph to say, in consultation with the presidency to dissolve the PNC in order to change its name to Information Society and, yeah, its name to.
Agreed. Anything on page 11? Rochen? Staying? Chabelen?
Sorry.
Yes? Yes, in terms of what we appropriate as Parliament. The rest is the mandate due from their business. Anything, page 11? Yes? We agreed in principle that we'll put it as it's supposed to be. Yeah. We are going to reinstate the correct figures, not the rounded off one. Page 12.
Thank you.
the swift action by the minister to remove the entire board as per its recommendation and the appointment of the new executive chief. I don't think that was what we said there. Because now, what we were concerned about, it is about the appointment now of the new board members.
Okay. There are two things. Firstly, our last annual BRRR report last year requested the minister to remove the board. We want to acknowledge that part, that the minister acceded to that recommendation. The second part which we're trying to deal with there is that he has remove the board and then replace it with the executive caretakers. Honourable Mutambi is raising a matter. Can we go to it?
Yes, it's you look at the timeline, we commended the swift action, but then after that, because now we are 8 months, 9 months down the line since the then board was removed and the executive caretaker, you remember my question is that regarding the Usasa thing, to say, we were told the minister is going to appoint as soon as possible. But my issue is that now to say maybe I want us to put the evidence that that needs to be expedited in the sense to the corporate governance principle don't allow situations like this. The timeline in between. I understand what you are saying, but can we find a way to urge the minister to appoint the board member, the new board member?
I'm waiting for you.
I'm not going to comment on that one. That was before my time, so I'll go with whatever you put in there.
It's in your time now, okay, but proceed.
No, that decision was so on, so I can't comment. What I want to do is the paragraph just before that. The committee is concerned that for the current financial year, 2012-13, USASA requires an additional funding of 620 million rand. I'm not sure, I got the impression that for this current financial year, they were quite happy with the 230 million. I'm not sure, it was in the outer years that they were concerned about. But I also want to add an additional thing here, Chairperson. I certainly became aware during our meetings with them that they would now be responsible for the subsidization of the aerial as well as the installation. And that wasn't budgeted for at all. So that must certainly be a concern. When we then looked at that and they gave us the additional figures, and you'll recall it's in the revised document then, that in fact it's going to mean that only half the people that they targeted for subsidies will in fact with the current budgets be getting the subsidy. So we need to add something in there, and the subsidy for, I've just added, and the subsidy for aerial and installation costs were or are not budgeted for. That's a concern of the committee.
The fact of the matter is the first submission to cabinet, which went to cabinet, didn't include the aerial and the RRT.
Mm.
But they resubmitted again by the department to cabinet, which included that. All what it means, the concern is what we are saying, that then lessens the number of households who can benefit on the current budget, because now you must cap the installation and the aerial. But the hope is that the outer years will be able to make up for that, because if there was a resubmission to cabinet, I'm not sure about that process, for more funds in terms of covering the areas and the other things were omitted by the department on its original submission to cabinet and so on. Because you sort of become the recipient, but the department is in charge of the cabinet processes and so on. So, but I hear what you're saying. Probably if you can come with something which you can be able to...
Like I say, my first concern is the 620 million. I don't believe that was a figure they wanted for this year. So we just need to clarify that, make sure that was... And then all I'm suggesting is where we said the committee is concerned about the money, and we say something to the effect that, and the subsidy for the aerial and installation costs are not budgeted for. We're talking about within this current financial year. And then we can add with the result that only half the beneficiaries will, half the qualifying beneficiaries will, I don't want to say will qualify again or will benefit again. but something to the effect that you said only half the people will then get them in this financial year.
Tommy?
Yeah, now I'm coming to the however part of the recommendation. Shall I finish that slide? After executive caretakers, the minister is therefore urged to expedite the appointment of the new board members in order to comply with the
Thank you. Can I propose that we take it to recommendation? The last part which Honourable Tam is coming with, take it back to the recommendation. When we do the recommendation for yourself. The each honourable stain we are talking about, that the committee is concerned that for the current financial year, you must remember that the budget they have now, most of them, they roll over. It's not the actual budget they were supposed to get, but because they've been rolling over money. But if they're supposed to get it, this is the shortfall. Remember when the department put that slide to say this will get, then will be the shortfall. That's where that 620 comes from, that the actual which they're supposed to get measured against what they are going to get, there is a shortfall of 620 when the department defines that. But probably what we can do is that the issue there which we need to beef up is that the issue of the increase in terms of the allocation, so that you don't disadvantage the number of people who need to benefit. It's something which we need to put as a matter that we need just to flag, because that will have the impact as things happen now, because we're not budgeted, but it impacts on the people as well. So we can add something to that effect.
Maybe to add that these
are
the things that also happened prior to his arrival to the committee.
Page 17. I don't understand why we want to disown that removal of a board decision, which was supported by Nicky van der Merwe. But Honorable Stein, page 17. Anything broken, page 17? 19? 18? Page
18? Same? Okay, this is really just for my clarity. In the middle of that page,
18.
In the middle, we talk about the committee has noted the following issues, and then we say funding model of the public broadcaster. But what about the funding model? I think we just need to be a little bit more clear there. What have we noted? Is it the insufficient funding model? Is it what about the funding model?
The issues we noted raised by SABC. If you remember that from what their presentation, we have noted that they are calling for a rethink or review in the funding mode. Currently, they are relying on the licenses, TV licenses, and so on. That's the portion which government is only funding 2%. Yes, they are not getting enough. So we're trying to say that we're noting those issues as a committee. One issue which we are noting coming from them is the issue of the funding model that become imperative, that the matter has been dealt with. The second issue is the issue of possible decline, but those issues come from them. Yes, on the decline and so on. And the issue of, we're also noting that they are dealing with the issue of their infrastructure in terms of building and so on. So probably it's not coming out as I'm saying, but that's what we're trying to say, because we thought those are the key issues. We cannot from them what they were saying.
Jay, I agree with you. The other two I don't have a problem with. I'm saying we just need to make the funding, we need to actually maybe spell out that it is the funding from government or the lack of funding or something, because we just say funding model, but we're not saying what is the problem with the funding model.
No, we'll do that because of the ANC resolution. Thanks very much to support the DA. It's fine. We'll indicate that the funding from CAM to be increased. And Tabele?
On page 17, bullet number 7.
Yes?
Implementing effective cost cutting. I don't understand that.
Page 17, bullet number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Come again. Effective. Page 17, bullet number 7, from the top, identifying wastage and implementing effective cost cutting. We'll find that. Thanks, Dr. Tabri. So page 18 will add that, reflect that is the funding from government we are talking about. Any other thing, page 18?
Yes, Chairperson. The second last paragraph, the committee raised concerns regarding, I want to suggest that we add another bullet point.
Yeah.
And we say the lack of performance agreements. You recall that very much like with the steel court, in the past there was supposed to be performance agreements, and a senior official in fact indicated that they could find no sign of any performance agreement. They're going through the process now again. So pretty much like with the steel order that was supposed to have been completed, there were supposed to be performance agreements. So it's a concern that the lack of that there was a lack of performance agreements up until now.
Tommy?
I don't know whether we could give just a recommendation on the same page on the non compliance of the SABC and municipality. This has been recurring over the past 4 financial years. Can we maybe include it as a recommendation?
We can do that.
What Honorable Mtambi is talking about that page 18, where the concern by the committee regarding the first issue that it must also appear on the recommendation. That concern that must be also on the recommendation, you must talk to that. But Honorable Stain, which is agreeable that we have to, Honorable Stain was saying we must add another bullet there to the lack of performance agreement. We're in a situation where we've got the executive and top managers in the SAPC without a performance manager. They just work as they wish and so on. No one monitors them. There's no performance agreement and so on. So it's the issue which Honorable Stain is raising, that it is the anomaly that you can have top executives and other staff working without a clear performance agreement and so on. Tami?
I remember in the 2010 there was a time like somebody can deal with them.
At the bottom there, the committee commends the, I'm suggesting that we change that beginning of openness and we say the frank admission of the board and the executive in relation to and insert not meeting the government guarantee conditions.
Come again, the frank admission
of the board,
yes,
and the executive in relation to not meeting the government guarantee conditions.
I don't know. Page 19. Agreed, page 19. I've tried. But openness is still the frank and admission. We see that's not to bother. Yes. In relation to not meeting the government guarantee. No, it's fine. Page 19.
Nothing on 19 for me.
Trochen, Nshabelen. Tambi, Chabelen, Lazi. I'm trying my luck. 21.
21, Chair, under excuse me, under recommendations. I want to suggest that we actually number these instead of putting a bullet point. We can either say 5.1 or 5 or put 8. And the reason I'm doing that, Chair, when we're going to do oversight, it's going to be easier to say recommendation number 5A you haven't, rather than putting bullet points. So that's my first suggestion.
Okay.
Then, in the very first bullet point, the minister must fill, take out the word in. The minister must fill all the critical funded vacant positions.
Okay.
The second bullet point, the minister must... which should be now 5.2 if you like. The minister must, and we take out the word start. We don't want to say they must start spending. They're just going to spend recklessly maybe. The minister must endeavor to spend the budget allocations.
Okay. And we'll correct the minister, to make it sound better. I thought it's...
No, no, now they say it is the minister. We held the minister accountable. That's why when we delete the strategic plan, they must come and account because we are going to hold them, not the department. So there is that indication. Remember, we used to say the department, but the instruction now is say the minister. They must understand that they are accountable for their department, not the teachers and so on. Yeah, that is so. There is that particular matter.
Okay.
You can proceed.
Page 22, Chair.
Yes. Anything on page 21 before we go to 22? Chabele?
The minister to the minister.
I tried to do that. I was told that when you say that even the official in the ministry, we might be saying you say the minister. I'm in the ministry. So it should be the direct accountable person, the minister, not the office. Oh, you're talking about the spelling. My apology, you are right. Not the minister, the minister. Thank you. Thanks for Tambi.
Let me check you back a bit on 21. On the recommendation on ICASA, the last bullet on ICASA, that one said, can we write it properly instead of one over three? The last bullet on ICASA recommendations. Yeah. Can we write it properly?
Okay.
And then also on the ZAM domain, I think there's an amount of the budget, like for consistency, what we've done with other entities, can we put the figure there?
1.5 million.
Okay. On 22, the first bullet point there, which would be I think number 5.5 or something. I just want to suggest that we add on at the end there. We're saying the minister should continue to engage National Treasury on the shortfall of DTT budget allocation to the SABC, but there's also CENTEC and there's also USASA. There were three entities, all that had a shortfall related to that program. So we just, to the SABC, CENTEC and USASA. Then, Chairperson, you see this is where the difficulty comes in if it's not numbered. It's a fourth bullet point from the bottom. And it's just a small correction. SABC needs to conduct thorough research. The way we've got it there, A should come up.
Okay.
And then at the end of that sentence, the AND must come out because we got two more bullet points. And then, Chair, if I may, I'd like to suggest an additional recommendation, which you certainly gave in the committee, but we haven't pinned it down yet.
Okay.
You will recall that
that's right for the additional. Any other correction on the current recommendation? I will come to that.
Including the one of the minister to expedite the appointment of the board, USASA Mtambi.
Okay. So the issue of the SABC,
they're telling me how to do this. That's asking about this focus thing. Yeah, asking about
thing. Your new recommendation.
You recall that you towards the end you made a suggestion that we have a workshop with all the entities that's involved in the DPT because there seems to be confusion about what's going on, and I think that should be a formal recommendation that a workshop of all entities related to the DPT
be the public hearing.
Public hearing workshop. And a last one, Chairperson, there was. Which I want to suggest, which didn't come from you, but and forgive me, it's one of those moments where I get a bit confused between the entities. But I think it's in Usasa, and Faith will know about this. She was harping on about it. There's a number of disciplinary hearings, and it's with Usasa. And I think we should put a recommendation in there that they should be something about speed it up or brought to finality or something to that effect.
Okay, we can do that.
Any other thing? And also
the one from Tambi about the minister to speed up the process of the appointment of the ISASA board. We need to accommodate that one. Broken? And Tambi?
My SABC recommendation.
Yes.
The SABC must comply with the provisions of the PFMA and the Broadcasting Act with regard to the separation of the public and commercial services. The separation of the public and commercial services.
Any other things? Agreed with the changes? Dr. Chabene?
I just want to check the must and the should on the proposal. Can we use must? Or should we use the should?
That was Chabelin, who can come again? But now was Waga.
Oh, my thing was off.
Yeah,
I'm thinking aloud. I was just saying, is it correct to use the must? Or can we use should instead of that?
Okay. I get you. Mtabi?
You see, with regard to legislation, compliance with legislation must. Compliance with legislation is a must. Then you can use the should on other things. But for compliance with legislation is a must.
We will edit the recommendation. Where we need to adjust it to should we will. And the other circumstances where probably the legislation compliance and probably we can be, yeah. But thanks, we'll look at edit them as well. DA move. Honorable Stein, move the report, the acceptance of the report, adoption of the report as recorded by Honorable Mtambi.
I so move, Chairperson.
Okay, thanks very much. Thanks very much, members and those who have come also to help us, that they have learned your experience and your experience in terms of helping us to take us through the whole thing. Thanks very much. We are done for today. Go and prepare for your debate. We're debating Tuesday, if it goes through, which I hope it will go through because we still have time. We can finish the changes before one. Drogen?
Thank you, Chair. Okay, because can you please just email us the final document, please, so we can prepare before the speech. Okay, because if you're here,
We are going to do it now, and I will make sure that I only leave when they email them to you, so that you have them, so that you are able to prepare for your speech.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you.